Ahoy, hello, cunts. This is not David Berger, but it's the I'm Berger podcast. Dave Berger is in beautiful, sunny Fresno, California right now doing a wonderful comedy show. So I'm filling in as the host. This is Preston Blaine. Alongside me are the wonderful co-hosts of this show, Megan Rice.
You were going to say our names or just be like, ah, who's here?
Megan Rice.
Hi.
Ryan Talmo.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here.
Berger, it's just I'm sorry. I should have sat in there.
Tonight. It's just us three
it's
tonight.
So quiet.
This is small. It's
very
so quiet.
It feels intimate.
I like it. It's a nice feel.
It's nice knowing that we each get four beers.
Yeah. Also. And there's just not enough weed smoke going on now.
I know. I can breathe clearly. Yeah, it's incredible.
I'm not going to get a contact high tonight for the first night ever.
Well, let's, before Preston can fuck this up, call in.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, seriously.
800-893-9562. Please do, because it's going to get real boring real quick if it's only three of us.
We got plenty to talk about.
There's going to be a lot less talking over, though. And I feel like if somebody calls in on the phone, we'll get a little more talking
Hopefully
over each other.
Hopefully Chuck will call in. Chuck was here last week, or 2 weeks ago.
Well, I think Chuck should call in because we've got a few things we're talking about tonight that I think
Chuck-related. Right.
Chuck is very conspiracy oriented, and we're basically talking about how the world is ending right now.
We're entering World War III, everybody.
Yes,
we're all going to die. God, it feels like it's like NPR night.
Okay, I'm into
it. It's just us. It's me. I am Audie Cornish. We're going to talk about the Israel-Palestinian conflict.
Oh.
Well, awesome. I think before that, I think we should talk about the...
We're all going to be on deep voices.
We're still doing Audie Cornish. I did not
NPR
realize.
Voices. We have to have our NPR voices on tonight.
We do.
I wasn't born with an NPR voice, nor can I create
one.
So no. This is just how I fucking talk. I'm real sorry, guys.
Exactly.
As Becky Kluger said, I sound like a stereotypical straight white woman.
Really?
Apparently is. I know. I got really bummed about it, and then she did an impression of me. And it
sounded just
me,
like a stereotype.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, God, that's
so it
me.
Sounded
oh,
like Richard straight... Pryor doing a white guy?
Yeah, basically. It was Becky Kluger doing a straight white woman.
A straight
white woman. As opposed
to
a white lesbian.
As opposed to a gay white woman,
yeah, exactly.
Which is what she is.
Big differences.
Yeah.
These are big,
huge
big differences
between gay and straight white women.
Like in pussy, like in dicks. Huge diff.
Yeah, that's the only difference.
Okay. Go ahead. Sorry.
I feel like we could honestly just talk shit for an hour, the three of us. And
no,
go into some
weird
places.
Yeah, we don't have to.
But we're
prepared.
We laid everything out. Everything is rolled out with a whole schedule of stuff to talk about for the next hour, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The next
51 minutes.
51 minutes.
Oh, God.
I got
51
a plethora
minutes.
Of stuff.
But what?
Let's start with the big story
the news
of the
day. The big story of the day. Wait, hold on a second. This just in, we have a caller.
What?
And I believe we know who this caller is.
Could be one or two people.
Caller, you're on the line.
It is Berger. What's happening?
Oh, my God.
The man
whose
namesake the podcast is. This is the man.
I'm doing great. I'm out in Fresno right now. I'm calling you guys from a payphone. It's a little sketchy around here. I got to tell you, it's Fresno, California.
I was going to say, Fresno sketchy? Nah.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now I'm calling up because I want to talk about one of the biggest things, you know, going on. Obviously, we're talking about the news and everything going on and craziness. But right now, I'm sitting here surrounded by a bunch of dudes that look very sketchy.
Mm-hmm.
What? Wait a minute. What? Hold on. You're in Fresno?
Again, I feel like you're just saying I'm in Fresno over and over again at this point.
No, I'm in Fresno, and I'm being stared at by five dudes that have to be 600 pounds each. And
You're doing a show with Ralphie May?
I'm going to get... What? I don't... What do you mean, sir?
Ralphie May's on your show?
I'm fine. No, I'm fine, sir. I don't want any mess.
Are you talking to us?
No, he's talking to his
Simone
friends.
I'm being harassed right now. He's talking to his new best friends. What? No, I'm being harassed right now. I'm trying to tell you a news story. I'm sitting here being harassed by four guys, each of a different color. I'm nervous.
Oh, it's like a Benetton ad.
Excuse me. What, sir? What the fuck are you doing? Fuck you. Fuck. Oh, my God.
Berger, do you have your blade? Wait. Hold.
Did we lose Burger?
Is Burger dead?
It went blank. And it was actually a really good payphone he was talking off of, too.
It sounded almost like a cell phone.
It's a really clear payphone.
I think Dave Burger just got killed by some meth addicts in Fresno.
But they're all 400 pounds each, right? So it's like a bunch of
and all a different color. This sounds like something NBC would really want on an episode of Law and Order.
This is we got
an Asian, we got a white guy, we got a Mexican, a black dude, all real fat, and they all just beat up a redhead.
They're the UN of fat people just beat the shit out of Burger.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the I'm Preston podcast, because Dave Burger is dead now.
Oh, no, that's not how this works dead. At all. You do not automatically get the fucking no.
I'm in the big seat.
Burger's dead. Been in there.
There's a democracy in this situation, and we have to fight for it, so.
But how is that? The apocalypse is happening tonight, yeah. And apparently it started in Fresno.
Sure, there's very few traffic on Vermont.
Burger's dead? I mean, what's going on here? I mean, the burrito was good across the street.
Megan's former meth dealer just killed Burger in Fresno.
Aww.
Oh, I miss him. Was he 400 pounds?
Well, maybe if he's not doing meth anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
But, no, yeah, the apocalypse is coming.
The apocalypse is coming. All the events
that are happening right now, minus what's happening in America.
I think we should start talking about, I think there's a bigger thing to talk about, but what's been all over the news today is the Malaysian Airlines.
Which Malaysian Airlines? Because there's
the new one.
The new one.
The one that was not due to bad Asian driving.
Ah. God damn it. Okay, this is my thing. And it's a shitty joke, but I'm going to say, I never heard of Malaysian Airlines till, I mean, I'm sure I knew that a Malaysian Airlines existed, because every fucking country has an airline, but didn't hear about them till the last crash. And then people kind of stopped caring about that. And then this one happens again, and they're back in the news. Maybe they just have a really shitty PR team. It's like, ugh.
Too soon, Megan.
No one cares.
Too soon.
Oh, you want to talk about too soon? An actor who fucked a pie that no one cared about or was
Jason
relevant.
Jason Biggs, great actor.
Was it a Woody Allen film?
Was not relevant
He's
again
wonderful
until Orange
in
is the New Black.
OITB.
Was he in Orange is the New Black?
Oh, my God. Preston's watched two episodes of this
hashtag
show.
#OITB.
You got to see two lesbian sex scenes. And
wait, is he in Orange and the New Black?
He is in Orange and the New Black. Before, hold on.
That's why he's relevant again.
I've been watching this show for the last couple days, and my takeaway from it is, one thing, prison, not that bad. And number two, they intentionally throw in a good naked body every once in a while.
Yeah.
Like most of the actresses in it, they don't have good bodies. So you see them naked and you're like, oh, gross. But then every once in a while they show in, you know, they're like, oh, okay, there's background. There's a tight body.
Yeah. So was there scissoring in the show?
The most recent episode I saw, yes.
So scissoring
There was an interracial scissoring.
Is not a myth. It does happen.
No, they actually say it. There's scissoring. And the one chick who's been a lesbian longer, it's like a flashback. And she tells her girlfriend, she's like, see, I told you it wasn't a thing.
Because they're doing it and they're like, oh,
this is
nothing's
doing
happening.
Nothing for me. Yeah. And she's like, see, I told you it wasn't a thing.
Okay. All right.
You got to do the scissor process, but it's got to be a double-sided dildo in the vagina.
Well, yeah. I've seen that plenty of times.
We'll ask Dark Mark about it. He'll know about the double.
But
why is Burger dead?
But wait,
oh, if only.
Besides the Orange and the New Black, the Malaysian Airlines, Jason Biggs, how does that
He tweeted out a joke this morning, like right after it was announced that the plane was, it was probably shot down, basically. And
I have a feeling he must have tweeted this out.
Can we have a fucking episode
before
of this where we do not talk over each other?
But he probably tweeted out before, you know, right after the crash, before we knew the cause.
This is banana cakes. Can we get back to the fact I was literally in mid-sentence and you just interrupted me? This is crazy.
Banana cakes.
Anyways,
Jack Johnson.
He just made as soon as it was announced that the plane crashed, which wrote whatever. Nobody knew what happened.
Yeah,
but it was announced, and he sent a tweet that was like, "Who wants to buy my Malaysian Airlines frequent flyer miles?"
Funny.
It was funny, and at first he refused to apologize for it, and then I'm assuming agents and managers got involved and went, "Hey, dum dum."
Yeah,
120 minutes
and
later,
and he deleted the tweet and apologized, basically saying like he never apologized for what he said, but he was like, "I realized that what I said was insensitive and offended some people."
Jason Biggs,
relevant again. Congratulations, sir.
From the 90s to
today. By the way,
Jason Biggs.
Two former American Pie members.
Which
in Orange
one?
Is the New Black.
Wait, yeah. Who else is in that?
The slut from American Pie.
There's a few of them.
But the main slut that teaches Tara Reid.
Oh, how to give
how
a blowjob?
No, how to have an orgasm? I don't.
She's not in it.
Tara Reid's in it. Tara Reid's in the American Pie franchise. Yeah.
She's not in Orange is the New Black.
Oh, she's not?
No, but the
is
girl.
Is the Orange
who,
is the New
no,
Black podcast
the
now inadvertently?
The girl who teaches Tara Reid how to have an orgasm in American Pie is in.
That's Natasha. What's her name?
Oh, Natasha Lyonne. Yeah,
she was in Beverly Hills. Yeah, you're right. Okay. Slums of Beverly Hills. Great movie with Alan Arkin.
This is now the Netflix / movie old timey movie podcast.
It was 97 when that. Okay.
Oh my
Let's
God.
Talk about Ukrainian militants shooting a missile into a plane.
Yes. Yeah. What the fuck? That sounds. I mean,
again,
no, seriously.
We don't know for sure. Maybe it was pilot error.
Like
I don't
know. We have the answers on this podcast. Like we know.
Where's Chuck? I know a lot.
Anderson Cooper told me at 5 p.m. today that a missile shot it down, and Anderson Cooper is very trustworthy.
Yeah, you guys talk at the drip, right? On
Sunset.
Me, Anderson, and Kathy Griffin, we hang out and we have a schvitz. Just hang on a sauna, and then she makes him laugh.
Well, it's interesting because the plane was going from Amsterdam to Malaysia,
it was
right?
Going to Kuala Lumpur, yeah, and then and then on to Australia.
And it was flying over Ukraine, 30 miles away from the Russian border.
And right, where all the shit's going.
All the shit's going there, right on the border. Not like deep in Ukraine, which they're against Russia, but the border lines, those cities, they're Russian. They're just like, we're with you.
So, yeah, that's what that's
the
old Crimean thing.
I mean, to shoot down a passenger plane.
Yeah.
Of which origin you do not know.
People.
Well, I think probably if you're a militant group like that and you shoot down a plane, I assume the idea is to blame it on someone. To either blame it on the Ukrainian government or to blame it on the Russian government.
Well, yeah, of course.
In some, you know, that's, I mean, they're, you know, whatever. They're fucking, I assume they're crazy people anyway. Militants in any sense
well,
are fucking crazy.
The Ukrainian people? But, yeah, well.
Yeah, yeah, it's just a blanket statement. All Ukrainians are batshit crazy.
Well, yeah. I mean,
if you're a Ukrainian, please call in.
Where are the Ukrainians of Los
Ukrainians
Angeles?
Don't have the internet. They're not listening to this shit.
Maybe. I don't know. You know, the iBurger podcast in the Ukraine.
Yeah, in the Ukraine. Yeah, we're big in the Ukraine.
Well, no, but it's just like, it's, you know, and they shouldn't have flown over. To be honest, that is could have been very easily avoided. Delay the flight 2 fucking hours.
To fly around the country.
Yeah, fly around.
Exactly.
Because it is a war-torn country right now going through the invasion of Russia, pretty much.
American.
The invasion of the Ukraine.
No, Russia's invading Ukraine, isn't it?
Yeah, so the invasion of the Ukraine.
Oh, yeah, that's what I meant. Okay.
American airline.
You know what I mean.
Not American airlines, but American...
smoking.
Airline companies based in America have done a no-fly zone over the Ukraine.
Yeah, yeah. They said in April, don't fly over Ukraine. Don't touch that country right now.
And Malaysia didn't listen.
I mean, like, I will say, to bring up our next point... That would be like flying over, I don't know, Israel or Palestine right now.
Well,
it would be a little foolish.
For the last 2,000 years, you shouldn't be flying over, walking through, or driving.
Well, thank God
through.
Planes didn't exist 2,000 years ago, nor did giant missiles.
Well, they had rocks at that time.
That's right. And boy, did they have good arms.
Just throwing rocks.
They were throwing. That's David and Goliath. That's what he did, E3. Goliath was not a human giant, it was a plane. Did he throw a rock at?
Yeah.
So what are we talking about? Israel and Palestine?
Yeah,
now?
That's what we're talking
that's
about.
That's the next. The world is ending.
I think so. I think I
every
really.
Every fucking day. Why do we always have these topics of just death and destruction every fucking week on this show? That's the only thing we can talk about.
I feel like what's really interesting about what's going on right now with Israel is that there was a ceasefire declared that was,
for an hour.
Yeah.
For one hour.
This morning, their morning, so it was, I don't know what time here. I don't know times. But Like there was a ceasefire.
Netanyahu had a pancake breakfast.
There was a ceasefire so that like Israel was like, yes, we'll do a ceasefire because Palestine needed aid. Like they needed to get shit.
Yeah.
And they had a ceasefire. And then basically immediately when that ceasefire ended, they fucked them.
Yeah.
Like super hard.
Well, they set them up pretty much.
Well, no, like that's, I mean, you can't look at it and not think like, oh, well, they were like, oh, yeah, well, we're going to let you guys have this little ceasefire and get your shit together and then go at you with everything we have, both in the air and on the ground.
Didn't they give them a 30-minute warning to say, hey, clear the hotels out?
Literally on the Gaza Strip, the hotels where journalists and all sorts of people are at, they said you have 30 minutes to evacuate before we start bombing.
Yeah.
And reporters were tweeting, we got 30 minutes to evacuate. It's now been over 20. Like, could you imagine being in a position, I mean, like, where you're like, oh, like, a bomb's going to land on this hotel potentially in the next 7 minutes.
Yeah.
And I can't physically get far enough away.
Which, today, I was watching the news, and it talked about the Malaysian, it talked about the Gaza Strip, and then it talked about, no, actually, this is the news. This is Los Angeles news. It was about the Malaysia for, like, 10 minutes. This is local news. They got to the Gaza Strip for, like, 2 minutes. And right after that, Justin Bieber.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you know what?
That's the real important story.
Well, no, it's because this is really hard shit to handle, and Justin Bieber's real easy.
Yeah.
Justin Bieber, he's a dummy idiot, and I don't have to think about the fact. Like, NPR did a piece last week about they talked to children in Israel and children in Gaza, and they're talking to these kids who are having fucking panic attacks at 7 years old because they hear bombs go off and they know people are dying. And they talked to this one boy in Israel who's like 7, 8 years old, And his mom told the reporter that he asked her if little boys in Palestine are going through the same thing. Like, if they're just as scared as he is.
Right.
That's a fucking crazy heavy thing to hear a seven-year-old kid say. And then, like, two days ago, 4 boys died on the beach that were playing soccer.
Yeah. They got bombed.
They were bombed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that's fucking, it's crazy. Well, guys, seriously, fucking, Justin Bieber, I heard he was in Runyon Canyon today. Just being a lark, being an old,
he
was in Laurel Canyon today?
He was in Runyon.
I don't fucking know. I'm seeing, exactly. You're the problem, Talmo. You're the fucking problem.
Runyon Canyon.
What did I do?
What are you kidding? What are you telling me? Biebs goes to fucking Laurel Canyon? Of course not. He was in Runyon Canyon.
Okay.
Yeah, but the problem is, it's a fucking. It's a territory war.
It is
about fucking who has the right to live in what place. And I want to know why the fuck anybody wants to live in the middle of the fucking desert anyway.
Well,
the hell out of there.
They have access to water.
You got a bunch of fucking rocks there. Yeah, they're on the fucking. They're on some.
An oasis.
They're
not
on the fucking Persian Gulf. Whatever.
You're an idiot. I love you.
Oh, see
set
this
it
is
on air now.
See, this
real.
Is the I'm Berg podcast where it's couple night with the third wheel. That's this version tonight.
That's totally what it is. That's great. I didn't think of that. That's amazing.
No, that's a new theme. Me and Megan break up on the air every week.
Every single week.
Oh,
guys, it's double couple night. Yeah.
Fuck all you.
Everybody. You're the fifth wheel. It's even more depressing
Jesus.
This way.
God. Are we going to go to Disneyland together? I'm like fucked over on like majority
of
the
rides. Yeah, we're going to all go to Disneyland. You're going to have to ride alone on literally everything.
Everything.
We're dicks
no,
and
the
take
two
turns.
Couples will have the 4 seats in the front and then Tom will have to ride in the back.
No, we'll do the thing where like we'll when they take the picture, like we'll all be doing something wacky together, like a group thing, and you'll be in the back just like,
yeah.
Well, you guys go to the Haunted Mansion. You guys are like, oh, let's all sit together in the same little cart. I'm like, well, no. You guys are assholes. Like you guys can't even fit in the same cart, but you're going to do it just to make me sit alone. Just
yes,
so I can have.
Oh, we would
we
totally
most
do
certainly
that.
Would.
Oh, you guys
we
are totally all that. You are assholes. We go to Disneyland. I just know that. If that
but
ever happens.
I want to hear your guys' opinions on this. The whole Israel-Palestine thing. Is Israel justified in constantly bombing them?
And, Israel is.
I mean, it's a tough question to answer,
dude.
Because they're basically they're a person with a back against their wall. You know,
Israel
everyone around them kind of hates them.
Is the U.S.'s baby, and so everyone in the Middle East hates Israel just because we support them almost 110% of anything
well,
they
it's
do.
Not because of that. It's because they're a different religion. That's why they hate them. It's
well,
not
yeah,
because
but
the U.S.
We,
supports them.
No,
we
but that, trust
in,
me, that has a lot to do with it. People, I don't know if you've heard, most of this world, not a big fan of ours.
Oh, really?
Not
so the Muslims
fan.
And the Jews and the Muslims and the Christians were perfectly fine with each other until fucking 1776, the fucking
no,
United
I'm not
States.
Saying
like,
that.
Oh, yeah, we support Israel.
No, I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying that doesn't exactly help.
But after World War II, we had to go no. in like, hey, let's establish you and make you one of our babies, because that was our goal, is to build a democracy inside of the Middle East, and so it can spread.
Yeah.
It didn't really work out.
Well, that's what they were trying, but ultimately the goal was a bunch of fucking evangelicals in this country were like, well, the Jews have to be in place for Jesus to come back. That's why they wanted. That's why if the Jews do not have a state, it's in the Bible. If the Jews yeah. do not have a place to live in Israel, mm-hmm. then Jesus cannot come back for the rapture and bring all us great white Christian Americans to heaven.
Just the Americans.
Oh, are you kidding me? Jesus wrote the Constitution, Tom.
I know, oh, I know. He's on the dollar bill, for God's sake.
I know,
sake.
Read a book. Jesus and Thomas Jefferson, they wrote in
I mean,
Franklin,
he's on In-N-Out Burger wrappers, and he's probably on this PBR can somewhere. So he's,
but that's a big part. Certainly the support for Israel in America, a big part of it is...
In recent years, yes. In recent years, it's definitely
the rapture
been,
needs to happen.
Yes.
The Jews need to be in place for the rapture to happen.
Since the evangelical movement has gotten as big as it has gotten, yeah. it has definitely been a big factor, because if they're there, then they all get to leave, which I don't get. Like,
no, because they're...
I thought you loved
because
America. Why do you want to leave
and
go to heaven?
Because fucking dumbass book 2,000 years ago.
Yeah, but if you love
ago.
America so much, why do you want to die and go to heaven?
Because heaven's way better than America.
I know, you're in clouds. There's clouds.
And I feel like all these people should get kicked out of America.
America kicks
clearly
ass,
don't love it.
But heaven's... The only thing
heaven's
better than
more America than
the,
America.
The only thing better than America is heaven.
Yes, you have a whole collection of U2 CDs that you can listen to. B-sides and all in heaven.
Bono oh. playing on fucking loop
can't
on repeat.
If I had any like desire to go to heaven before, if I thought it might exist. Thank you, Talmo, because now it's all gone. Now that I know that they just play
YouTube,
fucking U2 on repeat.
Bono and The Edge are going to play fucking private concerts for me every day on
they're
my
cloud.
They're
not even dead yet, but they just have a pass to heaven to play
Yeah, they
for
just
us.
Get to go to and yeah. from. Because everybody loves U2.
By the way, there's like 45% of American evangelicals that think the rapture is going to happen in their lifetime.
Well, it's not going to happen.
45%.
They might get shot at a 7-Eleven before
what
that.
Which I don't get, why do you care when it happens? Because if you're so convinced you're going to go up to heaven, don't you just do that when you die?
I don't fucking know. Religion is retarded to me. I don't
I'm
fucking
saying,
understand
so
this
why,
shit.
Why does it matter if you get like sucked on up in a light guy? Up into clouds, or if you just die and then you get sucked on it.
Well, because the rapture, you get to see Jesus be a badass, I guess. I don't
fucking
know.
Yeah, he comes back and he's like, tough.
Yeah, but if you're in heaven, like, wouldn't they have that on big screen TVs?
Because here's what happens in the rapture. When you're a white Christian American and you get fucking, and your physical body gets pulled up to heaven with Jesus on his white horse, you get to look at all the fucking brown people and go, hey, fuck you, man, I chose right.
Yeah, but couldn't you do
that's
that in heaven, like World Cup, like how when the World Cup plays, like in Brazil, for, you know, 90% of the population that can't afford to go to the game, they put up big TVs and everybody goes out into a town square and watches it. Like, wouldn't that what heaven, that's what heaven would be doing?
Heaven has
that,
little.
Like, everybody like, yeah, guys, Jesus is doing that thing.
Heaven has little big wings,
Jesus
like, scattered
got the,
around.
Jesus got the golden goal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just feel like you could watch it in heaven.
Jesus was awarded the golden goal. No,
I've never
you
read the Bible.
The
I don't
rap.
Know what I'm talking about. Right now.
The Bible is one of the most boring books ever.
I had to read the Bible in high
most
school.
Most boring.
I went
to high school, so I don't say most boringest.
I'm drunk, so I don't even care what I'm saying. I took CCD. I had to go through like a Sunday school and like a weekday.
Did you go to a public school?
I went to a public school, yeah.
And you had to go to fucking...
I'm assuming through church.
My mom went to church, and so I didn't get baptized until I was in fourth grade, so... I had to go to the CCD program.
Yeah, see, I'm baptized too, so I'm cool. I can say, hey, God, you're a fucking cunt. Fuck you, but yeah, I'm baptized.
Guys, I'm not baptized.
Oh, no. You didn't get tap water as blessed by a man that molests children?
Yeah, exactly. By the way, how much cum was in that fucking Bible water that they fucking sprayed on your head when you were an infant?
I was in fourth grade. He drizzled it on my
Why'd
hair.
You get baptized so late?
Because my parents, it's all weird. So my mom kind of like found God and then lost God. I don't know what's going on. But she found God when she was like in like second, third grade. I want to go through this. And she wanted to take my sister and I through. My sister was a baby. I was in fourth grade.
Right.
And so I was baptized in fourth grade and had water splashed on a full set of hair.
That seems like it would be kind of traumatic when you're in fourth grade. Like I was a fucking baby. I just did it because my parents' grandparents were
crying
like,
and they dunked your head in water.
Well, right. My grandparents were like, hey, you got to get your kid baptized. And my parents were like, fine. All right, we'll get him baptized, and then we'll literally never go to church ever again the rest of our lives.
Yeah.
The only time I've been to church, weddings, funerals, and then twice when I slept over at a friend's house in fifth grade. They fucking took me to Sunday school.
That was the only time I ever went and was then, when it was sleepovers.
No, it's fucking bullshit, because they do the thing. They're talking about, like, Jonah and the Whale, because it's, like, Sunday school shit. I'm like, that fucking Pinocchio. I saw that movie. Like, what the hell are you talking about? Why are you
I got yelled
you're
at for not reading.
You're stealing Disney. You're stealing Walt Disney's act, motherfucker. What are you doing?
Well,
you
gotta get caught in the oil. Simply questioned when I was, like, in eighth grade. It was just Adam and Eve, and I just said, that can happen. Like, it's evolution. That's what I said. It's just like, we're taught, as in public school, we're all in a public school.
Right.
And we're in this, like, weekday, like, night church class. And I just said, I don't get it, Adam and Eve. We had to take a test about evolution, like, a week ago. Like, what's going on here?
Right.
And the teacher just got pissed off. And, like, we're not going to talk about this. So.
And then they just kicked you.
No, they got pissed off.
Is that Mr. Talmo?
That's what I just knew. As like, it's just a bullshit cult that just keeps society together, so we're not going to kill each other.
I got told I was very disrespectful fifth grade because I said I didn't feel comfortable reading out of the Bible because I'd never done that before and I wasn't religious. And they told me I was very disrespectful and I was being incredibly rude.
Oh, they can fuck
and
off.
And shamed me in front of like a room full of people.
So I
read out of the Bible because I was a child and I got shamed into doing it.
You know what I love is because
my mom was very angry.
They told you that is incredibly rude. But when someone says, I don't want to read a science book because I read the Bible.
Exactly.
They're like, all right, that's fine. Yeah, that's not incredibly rude to not learn things that are factual.
Well, science is fun.
Wait a second,
because
we're saying the Bible's not factual? What kind of podcast is this?
Is this Christian owned of a podcast?
Yeah, and I think you guys need some Jesus right about now. So
yes,
I want to read you something from the Bible.
Please
read us something from the Bible right
Make
now.
Make us so disappointed.
Deo 23:1.
Oh, gross. Jesus.
What is this from? What?
No man whose testicles have been crushed or whose organ has been cut off may become a member of the assembly of God.
Which hashtag is that from?
That's from Deuteronomy.
He said dude.
What
he
you just
know
said.
It was Deuteronomy.
By the way.
Fuck off. That was great.
By the way, what was just said was that the transgender men cannot get into the gates of heaven.
Because that's what this New Testament said?
If your testicles get crushed, that was it, right?
Yeah, if they've been crushed.
Yeah, if your testicles...
Or organs that have been cut off, so you can't have a sex change and get into heaven.
Because...
Right, which is crazy. Because
in the New Testament, we were doing that.
Well, but wouldn't that also count for circumcision? That's part of your
that's
your
part
sex
of your
organ.
Yeah, you're taking
so
stuff up.
Loophole.
I just figured something out. This is in the Bible. Maybe it's in the Quran, but I'm just saying. Those Muslim guys that cut off the women, the 12-year-old girls' clitorises, they're doing God's work because they're like, oh, fuck that. We don't want any ladies in heaven. It's just going to be all dudes in heaven. We're going to cut off those chicks' clits. And then it's going to be a bunch of fags in heaven. That's all it's going to be. Man.
So they're all like, are these all Muslim Matthew McConaughey?
Why did I just turn into Matthew McConaughey, man?
Oh, no.
That's all that's happening, man. It's just all dudes in heaven, man. That's all I want.
Please keep talking.
The less Preston talks, probably the better.
Here's a little misogyny for you. Genesis 19:8. Look, I have two daughters, virgins, both of them. Let me bring them out to you, and you can do what you like with them. But do nothing to these men, because they have come under the shelter of my roof.
Isn't that, that's
wait a minute,
Lot.
Hold on.
That's Lot. Right? That's from Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yeah.
You know how I know that? A little YouTube cartoon called The Professor Brothers from a really long time ago that they did that story, and that quote is in there.
Cum was spelled C-U-M, right?
No, it
probably
wasn't.
C-U-M is a Shakespeare word for ejaculating. I don't know. Okay.
You know by the way, William Shakespeare wrote the King James Bible.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh.
In the 1500s, they had him fucking write it.
Well, the Bible is
the King James Bible. Why is it called the King James Bible? Because some fucking king named James was like, oh yeah, we're going to rewrite the fucking Bible and I'm going to put a bunch of bullshit in it.
The Bible
is... And a bunch of fucking retards that can't read are going to believe it. And there's
going to
be fucking wars for the next 1,000 years because of it, because I'm a fucking asshole.
The Bible, do you read the Bible?
Fuck no.
Okay.
No, of course not. No one does.
I don't know. He's wearing a half sweater. I don't know what he's doing. It's like a Christmas sweater.
He's wearing a half sweater.
It's a pre-Christmas sweater.
Okay. That's what I'm saying. I thought he was like very, very Christmas-esque. And then, you know, Jesus coming, like his birthday. Okay. Anyways.
I just want to look good for the
God,
guy.
We got really angry on the Bible
there.
I
look good for the rapture.
I like that.
You do.
Thank you.
You look solid. Jesus is going to be like, what?
Oh,
and probably sleep with you first.
Well, you know Jesus is black. He is black. We know that. What? No one agrees with me?
No, he wasn't black.
He was not white. He was definitely not white.
He looks like, tan Evan Kessler. He was a fucking Jew.
Yeah,
so look at a guy.
So
any guy.
Sure.
No,
Dan
look at
Evan
any
Kessler.
Fucking.
God, I wish Evan was listening right now.
Just Google fucking, you know. Google
Evan
pictures.
I will quote that on Facebook tonight.
All you have to do a quick Google search of Israeli Jew. That's exactly fucking Jesus looked like.
Yeah, just a tan.
Yeah.
He's a short,
He definitely was not white, blue eye, fucking long, straight blonde hair. That's definitely not what he looked like.
That's the...
if he was even a real person.
That's what the Europeans... made him to be. That's what they created this. Because
they were like, I don't
want to
worship somebody that
doesn't
look like me. Like, that's gross.
Yeah, of course. Why would you want to worship
somebody? Overall, I took a religion class in college, but like, it's all boiled down to the same thing. So it's just, they're all fucking nuts.
No, it's all about power. It's the same as cults. It's just, it's someone, you know, gets into power and they say, How do I manipulate the masses and how do I keep them under control?
Believe it or not, Jesus Christ actually looks like Chad Kroeger from Nickelback.
I would,
exactly.
So he looks like the Cowardly Lion from The Wizard of Oz, right? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think what you're saying is that Nickelback is the greatest band. The history of mankind.
So if we die, we're going to listen to Nickelback.
And I think we can always agree with that.
And you too.
Oh, hold on. We have a caller.
Oh, my God.
We have a caller. Caller, identify yourself.
This is April.
April
O'Connor.
Oh,
we're having a Bible study right now.
Yeah, we are.
Have you been listening at all?
No, I just realized what time it was. And I was like, oh, I should call in. I saw that there was a couple of Facebook posts. We're all going to die? Is that what's going on?
Are you holding rosary beads right now?
We're talking about Israel and Palestine and that we're all going to die.
And Nickelback.
Oh. Yeah, and Jesus looks like Nickelback. This has deteriorated very quickly, April. Very quickly.
It's a very good show.
It's a good discussion.
Yeah, it's a great discussion. How's Boston, April?
Who's running the board? Preston, you're running the board?
I'm running the board, April. I have to ask this question. How is Boston?
Which Talmo just asked.
Okay.
Yeah, of course.
It's okay.
You are the worst person in the world.
It's okay?
It's not that good. It's okay.
How's the weather?
It's raining most of the time. It hasn't been that nice.
Is it humid and icky?
What are we, at a fucking dinner party? You're asking her how the weather is? Oh, what's the comedy scene
it's
like? Tell us that.
It's been wicked fucking shitty, but I've done a bunch of spots.
I've
definitely been dedicating myself. In the
evening. That's good.
I saw you and our old friend Zenobia were hanging out.
Yeah, a little picture in a candy shop looked like. What was that?
Which cannoli place in the North End were you at?
Oh, we were at Bova's Bakery.
Oh, nice.
It's straight business. It's 24 hours. We were at the cannoli shop, not a candy shop.
Well, it looked like a candy shop.
No, it looked like a goddamn cannoli shop.
I don't No.
In Boston, they have this fun thing where in the North End, they don't have bakeries. They have places that like just sell only cannolis.
Really?
Yes, it's awesome.
That's actually pretty cool.
It's amazing.
It's amazing. They have a whole entire cooler full of macaroons.
Oh, also, we got to talk about the thing I'm doing. We'll talk about it later. We'll talk some shit later.
What?
About some cat sitting.
Oh. Is there, you want to do that on the air?
That's off the note. That's definitely off the air.
I just wanted to remind April I got to talk to her about that.
Oh, yeah.
We got a green report. How's the weed situation in Boston, April? Tell us about the weed situation.
Well, they have medical marijuana. It hasn't been fully implemented yet, but it's approved, and they've approved some, like, they've released the first round of people that have been approved to open shops and the locations, one being my hometown of Quincy.
Yeah, Quincy.
It's Quincy.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, they've got plenty of fucking methadone clinics. They might as well have a weed shop.
Yeah, exactly, right?
Yeah, that there's that. And then the big other weed news is that they finally approved that financial institutions can support cannabis business, which
That's
is
good.
A huge, huge, huge thing. Yeah.
Financial? And what then, do you mean, banks?
And then the city of L.A. is trying to... We had our first pot farmer's market in L.A. And
where? Fuck off. Where was that?
It was 4th of July weekend. They had a farmer's market, and it attracted 16,000 people.
Where? It was in L.A., but where was it?
In Boyle Heights.
Oh, wow.
Ah.
Mm-hmm. It was in an industrial area, but they were deeming it a public nuisance, and the city's already trying to shut it down.
Really?
God damn it. Can't you tell us these things before they happen instead of after the fact? I want to go to a fucking weed farmer's market, April.
Right? That's amazing. You guys are doing good. I just wanted to check in and say hey. And
I love you. I miss you.
I love you guys.
We'll see you
too,
when you
April.
Get back. Say hi to the fam.
The I fam will. Bam.
Yeah, say hi to mama.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
That was a treat.
That was cool. We have the other two, the five of us all interacted at least once.
Yeah, in some way or another.
Well,
I think we need to get to
Cunt of the Week?
I think before that, all right, let's do Cunt of the Week before we talk about how we're going to die here
again,
in California.
For a second time.
The other rapture that's going on in the state.
In a pit of fire.
Cunt of the Week. This week, by the way, this guy is just the worst. This guy's a physics professor at Princeton. This guy, this cunt of the week. His name's William Happer. H-A-P-P-E-R. This is prescient because we were talking about Israel and Palestine earlier. He's a physicist. He's a professor at Princeton. He's a climate change denier. And he was on an interview on Squawk Box at CNBC with Andrew Ross Sorkin on Tuesday, and he said, "quote, climate deniers, the demonization of climate deniers is just like the demonization of the poor Jews under Hitler during the Holocaust." So he's comparing quacks who don't think climate change is actually happening with people that were getting murdered systematically by a fucking madman.
Yeah.
He's saying, and also, can we stop comparing things to the Holocaust and people to Hitler that are not doing... I don't like George Bush, but a lot of liberals were comparing George Bush to Hitler.
Nothing like Hitler.
Nothing like Hitler at all. You'd see a bunch of signs that would say, like, Bush is a Nazi. Not a Nazi.
Yeah.
A dumb guy that had rich parents and powerful parents.
Same
and
thing they're throwing Obama. They're putting the mustache on Obama right now, if you've seen the stuff like that.
It's the same fucking thing.
He's not killing... people don't get it.
Climate science... by the way...
I will say this climate about Hitler.
The climate science is in. Huh?
Hitler's got a great legacy. He's forever going to be like... Whenever there's the person that people don't like, they're going to be like, you're this one!
Why can't it be Mussolini?
He'll never be forgotten. Because Mussolini is Hitler. It's Hitler.
See?
It's solid, two-syllable word.
Bush,
it's easy to say.
George Bush being Mussolini is much, much closer because Mussolini was like... pushed into joining the Axis of Evil.
Yeah.
Like how Bush was fucking pushed into doing things by his cronies. So that's more an apt comparison. However, still not a good comparison. Climate change is clearly a thing. The science is in. Whether you think it's man-made or not, it's clearly man-made. The argument...
Whatever,
some people say
exists.
The argument can be made. It's happening. A fucking physics professor at Princeton thinks climate change isn't happening.
No.
And he says that him, being a climate change denier, he feels oppressed like Jews did in fucking Warsaw in 1941. Fuck off. Yeah, you and Anne Frank are exactly the same fucking physics professor because you think something that is actually happening isn't happening.
That is a cunt, actually. That's a good cunt.
Cunt of the week. William Happer. Why the fuck is he a professor at Princeton?
How old is the guy?
Also, did
a renowned institution.
Didn't he work for some sort of company that received money from Exxon?
The PAC, the Political Action Committee that he worked for. He was a board member of the Political Action Committee. Yes, they received millions of dollars from ExxonMobil.
Yeah, oh, what a huge coinkydink.
Right, exactly.
Like, I know.
But the problem is with climate change is, people come up and they'll say, well, you know, this is a big argument. They'll say, well, the Catholic Church didn't think Galileo was right when he was talking about the Earth revolving around the sun.
Yeah.
But then we, you know, did a bunch of studies and we figured out that Galileo was correct.
Yeah.
All right, so we've been studying climate change for the last 50 years, and we're looking at CO2 levels and all this shit, and average temperatures throughout the world, ocean temperatures going up
ocean
steadily.
Ocean levels.
Yeah, ocean levels going up, and CO2 levels going up. When CO2 levels go up, the Earth gets warmer.
Adorable polar bears are just...
It's
off
the end of the world. The world is dying.
Right. But they say, okay, yeah, well, you know, 99% of climatologists say global warming is happening and global warming is man-made. And they say, well, what about the 1% that says it doesn't? Well,
they're wrong.
You can also find 1% of doctors that say cancer medicine doesn't cure cancer, so get fucking acupuncture instead of cancer.
I think a better example would be...
Steve Jobs about Eastern medicine and how it cures cancer. Oh, you can't because he's fucking dead because he tried to use Eastern medicine instead of fucking modern fucking Western cancer medicine.
Yeah, it's true.
Mm-hmm.
He's a cunt.
Also, along with the global warming thing, water rationing. We're having water. We don't even need to talk about this anymore. Go to the fucking Weird Al thing.
No, we're talking about water rationing.
No, I want to talk about water rationing.
I want to wash my sidewalk, but I can find $1,000 just because I want to keep my property clean.
You got to watch your...
You
got to
wash your
sidewalk? You got to wash your sex stains off the sidewalk.
Oh, yeah. My sidewalk babies. I mean, they get...
By the way, that was
daily.
The first bit I ever heard Talmo say.
Really?
It was about you fucking some... whore on
where
a sidewalk.
Where was that at? Where'd you see me say that?
Oh, Liquid Zoo, probably.
God, Jesus. What a legacy you got there.
Yeah. I mean, everyone knows me as that now. It's great.
The guy who fucked some broad on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
It's like, I was riding my Huffy, and then I decided to fuck a whore.
She was riding her Huffy. I had to use my feet. Oh, I left. She left with my dick. Okay, anyways, guys, back to water rationing.
What? I want to get back to Huffy and feet situation.
What?
I feel...
No, he fucked on the sidewalk.
On the Huffy?
No. She had a bike. It wasn't a Huffy, though. But she had a bike. And she rode off, and my pants were down pretty much. We're done. So...
This is very romantic.
That's my life right now. Everything's really romantic.
Well, anyway, no. There's water rationing. It's super serious. I mean, if anyone that lives in California knows, we're all going to die in a fucking ball of fire this summer if the temperatures ever get hot enough because everything's dry as fuck.
Yeah.
And there is no water in this state.
There's never any water in this state.
But there's like especially not any water right now.
Yeah, because they're rationing
us. It's really
bad. They really are rationing
us. Which they should, and they probably should have started it 6 months ago.
I should have done it back in 1898 when they were actually tapping into the Colorado River.
Well, they've done it before. They made it back in the 70s. Like, you couldn't water, like, this.
It's fine. It's fining people. Rationing, it doesn't work, but fining people. Like, if you see someone fucking, if you see someone watering their grass in the middle of the day, you write them a $500 ticket, and they're like, oh, fuck.
Yeah. But, like, right. I'm saying, like, and they tried rationing before.
Yeah.
That doesn't work. You got
to
fine people.
But they need
people.
To
that's
ration and fine.
You take money out of people's pockets. That's
you tell people you cannot water your lawn these days. If we fuck and we're going to have patrols, if we catch you, you're getting $500.
It's going to evolve into like a parking enforcement kind of crew driving around neighborhoods, making sure people are doing their thing.
Which, do that, yes.
It
I
needs
would,
to.
You should do that instead of giving me a ticket.
Why does the fucking Mormon temple on Santa Monica have to have a fucking 7 football field size grass lawn in front of their fucking thing?
It's
make
green
it fucking
as the
cactuses
day is
and make it a fucking desert. Like, what the, like, fuck you guys, man. Like, I don't care if you guys have money. Like, golf courses in fucking Palm Springs? What's the point? You're in the
Palm
fucking
Springs,
desert.
Vegas. It's all that. All that.
It's retarded.
Right now.
No. No, and it's, that's water that we, when we don't have water to drink in 10 years.
Yeah.
But we'll have beautiful golf courses. I'm being positive. I'm being really positive.
I was like, 10 years? I don't think.
I'm being positive.
Donald Trump and Sheldon Adelson will have beautiful golf courses in 20 years.
LA Times is reporting nearly 80% of California is under extreme drought conditions.
Yeah.
So where the 20% is the mountain ranges of the Sierra, probably.
Yeah, that's all it is. Well, and like
Humboldt County.
Yeah. Oh, anything that's really
the
green.
Part that actually isn't
has a lot of water.
Humboldt County, half the redwoods will probably die in the next few years.
The state is dead. I remember as a kid in the 80s, like in San Diego, we were being rationed. We couldn't, I remember that. Like, we were in a drought. And my brother and I had to share a bathtub. So I was like 5. He was about literally like 12. It was awkward.
Oh,
but
that's
we had
weird.
To share a bath. Like, we had to share a bath.
You probably had like and 2 pubes.
Yeah, well, he did. I did not. I was 5.
Well, probably did. Yeah. So that'd be weird for.
And the water was like, it was not even that high, like in the bathtub. Like, my parents were really like, no, we cannot like use that much water. Our lawns were dead. I remember this all.
Yeah.
So that was the 80s. But that was another time. Because it's like that El Nino shit here. So like every 10 years, we get this huge storms coming through.
Right.
And then we get a lot of water. And then the whole state's like, yay, we got water. Yay. And they forget about it. And then it comes back again.
Yeah, but the last El Nino was in the 90s.
It was 1998, 97, somewhere there. Yeah, that was the last time. And that was a lot of water.
That was a lot of water. Me and my parents got stuck. Yeah. In like water up to the windows of the car.
We lost power, I think, at our apartment.
Yeah, so it'll happen in 2 years, and then everybody will forget about it. Yeah, like,
it's called a California recession. That's what it's called.
Well,
so. El Nino, the California recession. I like that.
Let's get into some 90s stuff. We've got a few 90s things.
Mm.
First, Weird Al.
Yeah, he's back with
a
vengeance.
So not only 90s, 80s.
The wonderful.
We're really taking it back.
Yeah, I guess but the 90s was really his heyday.
Nah, Weird Al's been popular since Eat It.
Right, I know, but the heyday was Amish Paradise, right? I mean, that was the thing.
That was the 90s, but he had a great Jurassic Park song, and he had a good...
yes, I remember that.
He had a good Flintstone song.
Yeah. I'm fat instead of I'm bad.
That's what the Michael Jackson... But that was the 80s. That was like 88,
that was
80, I think.
Right? That was when Eat It was, too.
So, but no, seriously, he's back with it. What's cute is that all of our comedian pals, all of our comrades, are posting a bunch of stuff on Facebook about him right now.
We watched three.
We watched all four.
I
haven't watched any of them yet, so I can't really say much.
The Blurred Lines
that
parody
one's really
is fucking
funny.
Great. It's
that
a grammar
really
song.
Funny. It's
word crimes.
Word crimes.
And that was really. I thought that was really funny.
Mm-hmm.
It was really clever. And then there's one, that Iggy Azalea song where he talks about how he's a handyman.
That
one
stupid.
Was not
and
so
then,
good.
And then Tacky was good.
Was it Patton Oswalt in one?
Yeah, he was in that was the other one.
That one was funny because he started, I can't remember what the song
what
was.
What was the song for that one?
But it was sort of a, that was the Lord song.
Oh yeah, that was Royals.
Oh, really?
Royals. It was about aluminum foil.
It was about aluminum foil, and he started off, it was just normal, and then he takes a sip of coffee and turns into a conspiracy theorist, and he's like, and then he's got a foil hat and shit.
Patton Oswalt takes off his Patton Oswalt mask, and he's a lizard person.
He starts talking about the Illuminati. It's funny.
Wow.
I gotta say, Weird Al, and he's releasing that shit every day.
He's a new video every day.
So he's been working on it for a while then.
Yeah, one of the videos we watched today was released yesterday. It's been out on YouTube for a day, and it had 2.5 million hits.
Well, the other one,
that's huge.
The Blurred Lines one had over 4 million views.
So and that was 2 days. So
he probably has this huge collection of of songs that he worked on the last year.
It's
or
his
two.
Whole album. He did it's a video for album, every yeah. song off that. Off
and then he's
album.
Just releasing each one on YouTube.
Right.
God, he's a genius.
Which is really smart. It's really smart.
It's a really smart idea.
At the same, yes, it's smart, but at the same time, is anybody paying for it? I mean, he's on fucking YouTube, like 2.5 million hits on YouTube. How does that result in terms of sales? Like, does that mean 20,000 sales?
Every year, he doesn't need to worry about money.
I think he's figured it all out. I mean, he's still like, I mean, it's funny. You talked about comics. I did this whole thing with comedy. I asked a bunch of comics, what's the very first comedy album you ever bought? Majority. It says Weird Al.
Weird Al.
You get that one that says Dane Cook, but the majority says Weird Al.
I had every Weird Al album when I was in elementary school.
Yeah.
Weird Al and Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
Adam Sandler's comedy album.
But Weird Al, and it's just like, I don't know. It's cool. It's cool to see him back in our times, what we're doing right now.
He's
comedy's
well,
changed
he's
for him.
Super fucking, you know, he's the whole our hipster generation. It's the whole thing of like, oh yeah, I love things now when I'm fucking 30 years old that I also loved when I was 11.
Wait, hold on. Okay. Chad Lurie just texted me saying, come on, Ryan Tamla. Weird Al's heyday was in the 80s, not in the 90s.
Thank you.
Okay.
Amish Paradise was his biggest
fucking
song.
But the reason we think that is because that's when we knew who Weird Al was, because we were human people.
All right, we're going to put this on the Facebook page to see what Weird Al song.
What's
sold.
The biggest...
What was Weird Al's biggest album? I'm guessing it's the one with Amish Paradise on it, which was in like fucking 1995.
It's going to depend on the age of people reading it.
I'm fat. That whole song.
No, he said his heyday was in
the
80s.
That's what I've been saying.
I'm talking about after this show, we're going to research what Weird Al album sold the most records.
No one on this table is getting sleep tonight. We're going to have the saddest study group ever.
When you're talking about, someone's heyday, it's about, who
we're
has
gonna
the
do,
most things.
We're going to wrap this up. We're going to do some plugs real quick.
Megan, plug.
Same old stuff every week. Workout room, Wednesday, 8 p.m., secret location in Echo Park. This week, it was free taquitos and chips and salsa and some tacatis. So it was pretty fancy.
Taco Tuesday over
it
there.
It was pretty good. And I will be at Flappers August 18th. Which is a Thursday at 7 o'clock.
Okay. I'm trying to think. You guys know me.
August 8th, you fuck.
PUI, dummy.
What?
August
8th?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
You stupid bastard.
Oh, God. I've been drinking, guys. Performing Under the Influence, guys. One of my last shows I'm going to do is producer and performer. I might be there just to hang out and drink, but not perform and produce it, not stress out. August 8th, these two cats are on it. Burger's on it. I don't remember my lineup, but I guess April's on it too.
A lot of other people.
It's a marathon.
It's a
great
show.
And it's
going to
go on forever. And Gus, I'm pretty sure, will allow it go on forever that night too. And $2 Cristal shots, not the delicious
gangster.
It's
very good.
Not the gangster.
Just say Cristal shots and more people will come.
It's not the same though. But guys, check it out. Free show. I'll keep plugging in until that show pops up at the end of the month. Guys, my name's Ryan. Go.
Preston-Blaine.squarespace.com. Go there, read my shit. Precincttheshow.wordpress.com. Go to both of those things. This has been the I'm Burger Podcast. I'm Preston Blaine.
Stay tuned for some cool stuff, by the way.
You are.
Yes.
Megan.
And you are?
Ryan Talmo. That's, yeah.
And listen to this, because we've got a great show coming up. Here comes a promo for it.
Hello, this is Dark Mark of the Dark Mark Show on Skid Row Studios presents the live comedy show and inside jokes.
Simon Kaufman.
Burger's here.
Guys, I'm Burger Podcast, Dark Mark Show, and Nestorius Public Radio together for one night of insane comedy.
Hello, Dark Minions.
Tell us when it is.
Say what? It's Sunday night, July 27th, 9 o'clock. At the newest club in Hollywood, Inside Jokes, right at the Hollywood Highlands Center, 6801 Hollywood Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90028. That's right. All the comics from Dark Mark Show. That's me. All the comics from Stories Public Radio.
This is Nestor Rodriguez.
All the comics from Mind Burger. Not only that, $2 parking.
Word the fuck up.
$2 parking? You ought to just come down for the parking. I mean, you sit through the show, you pay $2 for parking, you go fuck around for a little while. Come on down, guys. This is going to be a killer show. Amazing comics, amazing fun. Skid Row Studios putting it together. This is going to be phenomenal. Don't be a bitch. Come down and laugh. Going to be a great time inside the man Chinese theater history.
Hi, this is Josie Kapp from the Dark Mark Show.
That's right. We're taking Skid Row down to Hollywood. If you have any questions, if you need any information, call Inside Jokes at 323-776-3645 or go to www.gothcomedian.com or...
TheBurgerComic at yahoo.com. Get tickets, get on the guest list. Feel important.
Free cocaine.
Laugh. Park.
Free cocaine.
Be happy.
Free cocaine.
$2 parking.
Before you, could I do the air horn from my thing or no?